I'd like to think so. I'm not practicing today. If I don't know if that's any indicator, but I'm hopeful.
Lance, can you just kind of sum up how this thing's tumbled away from you guys this season?
We go from games where we have missed opportunities to just straight out bad games, you know, and also close games that we didn't go our way. It's just a season that when it rains, it pours, I guess, you know, when things go wrong, you know, many things go wrong.
Lance, you didn't have, I mean, basically the three guys that started the season at linebacker last week, I mean, when you're down, you know, maybe three of your best players, how do you even have a chance? I mean, I guess I know you won the game, but long-term-wise, that's impossible, right?
I wouldn't say impossible, but it just, I guess it just creates a, another set of challenges. It's definitely tougher to do when you have, you know, three top of the line players or you know, elite players.
Lance, it seems like the last couple times that you guys played at Packers and Bears have played at Soldier Field, you guys have handled the conditions better than the Packers. Why do you think that is?
You know what? I couldn't really tell you that one. I just know that, you know, in this rivalry between the two cities, there's a lot of pride. You know, there's a lot of pride, and especially just in your own division. You know, to be swept is a big deal. It's a very big deal, and one of the, you know, we've had years where we've been swept by the Packers, we've been swept by Detroit. I believe I've always split with Minnesota since I've been here, but it's I think there's a lot of pride on it. You know, you want to go out, you want to defend your home, you want to play well, and you want to have a better showing than you did the first game.
How has your quarterback handled everything he's had to deal with this year?
He's handled it the way you can ask a veteran, a professional, you know, with poise. The heat's going to come, you know, the heat's going to come, and with the heat, you got to take the heat. You know, we're not, we're in a position where we're just trying to fight to finish this season and finish the season on a positive note, you know, and whatever happens, happens, you know, but as the leader of the team, you know, when people start to lay blame, you know it's coming into you and you know it's coming to the head coach. So you got to know how to roll with the punches.
Lance, what did you think of Urlacher's comments that were critical of Cutler and Forte and others?
It's comments. It's comments. You know, we all get emotional about certain stuff, and we're passionate about it. You want to win. You know, I don't view them as him trying to be negative. You know, he was just speaking his mind. He was speaking his mind at the time. You know, and I think he was also speaking with someone whom he, you know, had built a relationship and trusted that, you know, when you talk to him, that you will articulate this in a way that it doesn't, it's not going to be, seem like it's derogatory toward my teammates. You know, a lot of us, we build relationships with these reporters and these writers, and when we're sitting down and we're talking, and they say, you know, yeah, you know, you know what kind of guy I am, you know what kind of guy I am, you know, I'm going to write the story, I'm going to write it good for you, you know, I'm going to write it good for you. You know, and you start to open up a little bit, and then you turn around and do in the newspaper, and it's like you're trying to slander your teammates. You know, and now comes the bridge between you and the reporter that you had built this relationship with that you started to trust. You know, so to me, you know, and it's happened to me many times before. It's happened to me as well. So now, you know, I just, You know, I'm very particular about who I will really open up with. And for others, you know, it's a lot of one-word answers.
Well, you must trust us then, because you're being pretty articulate. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Well, you guys have to give me a reason, too. I know what to expect.
We'll paint you right. Don't worry, Lance.
Yeah, we'll take care of you.
Sure you will over there in Green Bay. No, it's okay.
Lance, you've had some pretty high number tackle games against the Packers. It seems like they've had some real problems blocking you in the past. Is there something about, you know, especially the way they run the ball and their scheme or anything that seems to fit what you do, or has it just been a matter of, you know, you playing well in those games?
I think it's been it's more about position and where just basically me being in position or for the plays that they run, the will linebacker having to make plays, you know, having to be or being in position to make plays, so, and it just happens to do it over and over and over again. You know, when you talk about passing, you know, you're going to go, you want to attack the linebacker or the or your nickel or your or one of your defensive backs, you know. Typically, you would think that the quarterback is going to want to attack the linebacker, you know, especially with four good receivers that the Packers have when in tight end. So, you know, I just think that the game kind of causes for the will to make a lot of plays.
What are your impressions of Finley, Lance?
Good. I'm impressed with everything that's going on over there in Green Bay. Especially, you know, with the lineman shuffle they've had to do, and outside of giving up 45 sacks, I mean, they've only given up 8, you know, the last couple games. Rodgers getting the ball out quick, and you know, he does what he's always done well, utilize all of his players.
You have to be, you know, it's common with some of these mobile quarterbacks. You obviously don't want to let them get outside, but how do you sort of balance between, you know, how hard you pursue them and rush them and whether you're...
The quarter, running quarterback?
Yeah, guys who can get outside.
the same way, you know, you just got to rally to the ball, really. You got to rally to the ball, you know. You know they're going to slide, so you're going to give all your effort, run over there so they can slide and feel like you kind of just wasted some breath. But it's that's just part of the game. That's part of him understanding what we need to do. I mean, we have the Packers pose a good challenge, great challenge for us. You know what I mean? They run every formation. You know, they do just about everything in the book. You know, so it's a good test. You know what I mean? I enjoy this. I enjoy games like this because it tests your techniques. It tests everything that you train for in a training camp. You know, and you know, some teams are more particular in one way or another. This team does it all.
Lance, do you guys think you're playing for Lovey's job these last four games?
No, I don't play that way. I respect Lovey as our head coach, and I've learned a lot from playing under him. But when we go out and play, you know, I think I can speak for the rest of our teammates, we go out and play to win. And that's what we're going out to do, you know, and things will work out as they